God speaks to the person who decides in advance to do whatever God tells him or her. You're saying, yes, God, before you even tell me what to do, I'm telling you my answer is yes. I know you love me. I know you're smarter than me. I know you're God and I'm not. I know you know what's best for my life. I trust you implicitly. And so, God, whatever you tell me, I'm telling you in advance, I'm going to do it. That's the person God speaks to.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called, Can You Hear Me Now? In these lessons, we'll learn how to truly discern the Lord's voice in the midst of a world full of distractions. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a powerful tool that will help you get answers to life's most difficult questions. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called, God Wants to Talk to You.
I know a family who every Sunday after service, they go home and they have a family barbecue. And everybody pulls out their outline, they got three kids, and they say, okay, what did you learn today? What do we need to work on? What difference is this going to? And they review it. So it's not just in one ear and out the other, and let's go to Chili's. Not a bad idea. Now, notice it says right here, it says that these people have shallow roots. Like young plants in such soil, their roots don't go very deep. These are not deep people. They're shallow. They're superficial people. They believe for a while. You know what they are? They're fair weather believers. They believe for a while, but when the hot winds of testing blow, you know, they're wither. They're superficial commitment. And when problems come and when the heat's on, they dry up and blow away. Now, how do you grow beyond superficiality? How do you stop being a superficial person? How do you get spiritual depth in your life? How can you become a deep person? How do you develop spiritual roots? Well, there are two very practical ways. And every one of you can do these, and I talk about them all the time. And some of you are getting tired of talking about them because you're doing them. They say, when are you going to stop talking about these two things? When everybody's doing them. Because these are the two ways you stop being a superficial person and you become a spiritually deep person. Here they are. You might write them down. Number one, schedule a daily time with God. Schedule a daily time with God. It can be 10 minutes, 15 minutes. We call it a quiet time. And in a quiet time, you sit down, you read the Bible for a little bit, and you talk to God for a little bit in prayer. And you sit and you be quiet and you listen to God and say, God, is there anything you want to say to me through the word or anything? And maybe you review your notes from the weekend and maybe you journal a little bit. It doesn't matter. You can vary it. But you just have to make time to listen to God and say, God, is there anything you want to say to me today? And then you read his word and you just do that on a daily basis. I don't know anything that will build spiritual roots faster than a daily time with God. The second thing that will help you not be superficial but grow deeper is join a weekly small group. Everybody needs to be in a weekly small group. That's where God can speak to you through other people because, you know, in a crowd like this and in all our venues, we can't discuss what I'm talking about. As I'm talking, you go, yeah, but what about this? Well, you can do that in a group. And that's where you learn. And well, what about this? And you have interaction. You don't learn when it's just sit still while I instill. You learn when you talk it out. Hebrews 10:25 says this. Don't give up the habit of meeting together. Instead, let us encourage one another. Notice it ought to be a habit. Now, you know how we have testimonies here at Saddleback Church this week? I'm the testimony. And I want to say to you, small groups are essential for my spiritual life. My small group, God speaks to me through my small group on a regular basis. Now, I've been a pastor for, what, 25 years, and I've been a Christian for over 40 years, and I still need a small group. Don't you think you need one? In fact, I've discovered that when I least feel like going, when I'm most tired, most stressed out, most, you know, I don't have time for it today, that's when I need it the most. When I least feel like going to my small group, that's when I go, and my group feeds me, ministers to me, and God speaks to me through my small group on a regular basis. Now, some of you are going through a tough time right now. You're going through a financial crisis or a health crisis, or you're going through a relational crisis. You especially need to be in a small group, because if you listen to the Lord, He'll bring you through it. If you want to hear God's voice, you have to cultivate an open mind. You have to allocate time to listen. Number three, you must eliminate the distractions. Eliminate the distractions. You can't hear God when your mind is crowded with other thoughts, when your mind is crowded with worries and concerns and anxieties, when your mind is filled with your plans, your to-do list, what do you got to do next, what you haven't done yet, what you should have done but didn't do. You can't hear God when your mind is filled with your dreams, your plans, your ambitions, your activities. When your mind is filled with television, with radio, with your BlackBerry, with the internet, with your Palm Pilot, with your cell phone, when all this noise is going on, you're not going to hear God.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called God Wants to Talk to You from our series called Can You Hear Me Now? The second half of today's study is coming up next.
How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that faced the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away. You can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job." Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Now, this is the third kind of soil. Jesus calls it the soil with weeds. And in Luke 8, 7, he says, "Other seed fell in the weeds, and the weeds grew with it and strangled it." Now, notice, in this soil, actually, the seed does get to sprout, and it actually starts growing. But after a while, it gets choked by the weeds, so it never bears fruit. And in verse 14, he tells us the meaning of this. "The seed that fell among the weeds stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries and riches and pleasures, and they don't mature." Now, circle the phrase, "as they go." Are you always on the go? Then you're going to fall prey to this one. You see, the first barrier to hearing God is resistance. The second is hurry. The third is busyness. Busyness, you can get so distracted and so busy, you don't have time to hear God. I used to have a sign up in my office that said, "Beware of the barrenness of a busy life." A lot of people confuse activity with productivity, and they're not the same. You can be always on the go, but you're going in circles. You're going in circles. And you're not really making any progress, and there's no fruit in your life. And the Bible says these people, it says they are choked. They are choked. Today we'd say it in common terms, we'd say they're stressed out. They're at the end of their rope. They've hit the limit. They're, you know, about to throw in the towel. They're choked. They're stressed out. And Jesus says that distractions are like weeds that grow up in your life and choke out the ability for you to hear God. And actually, he even gives us three very common weeds. He says, here are three common ones that tend to choke God out of your life. He said, first is worry. He said, worry, you can be so busy with the problems and pressures of daily living, you forget God. The word worry is merimnon, which literally means pulled in different directions. I'm just stretched to the limit. I'm pulled in different directions, and I forget God because I'm too filled with anxiety. I'm too filled with worry that I don't even think about God anymore. And then he said, riches. You can be so busy making money, you forget God. You get up in the morning, and you head off to the office or wherever you work, and you put in a full day's work, and you come home, and you're wasted, and you're tired, and your head hits the pillow, and you go to sleep, and you get up the next morning, and you do it again, and you don't have any time for God. You're so busy making a living, you can't have time for God. You're not making a life, and you can't hear God. So he says, worry can distract you, and trying to acquire wealth can distract you. And then he says, pleasure can distract you. Now, what's wrong with pleasure? Nothing. God created it. God gave you your five senses, which gives you your ability to experience pleasure, and he created all the pleasures in the world. So there's nothing wrong with pleasure, except when you're so busy pursuing fun, you forget God. And there's no place in your life. You have to eliminate some distractions. Now, these are just three weeds. There are lots of different kinds of weeds. A weed is any, and a weed can be a good thing. A weed is anything that you allow to take first place in your life instead of God. A weed is anything that you allow to choke God out of your schedule. That could be a very good thing. But anything you allow to choke God out of your life, and you don't have time to hear God, is a weed. Now, let me ask a very profound question. Let's see. How much effort does it take to grow weeds? None. Weeds are a sign of neglect. It takes no effort at all. I used to have a slope that was about a third of an acre. I was a professional weed farmer. Okay? I did not even have to do anything. You know, roses, man, you got to cultivate those things and water them and put fertilizer on them and prune them and pamper them, and they barely grow. A weed, you ignore it, watch it grow. You know, weeds are a sign of neglect. And whenever you neglect time with God in a daily quiet time, whenever you neglect your small group, guess what? Weeds are going to grow in your life. It may not be these three, but there'll be some, and they're going to grow up, and they're going to strangle the spiritual life out of you. You get too busy. So this soil with weeds represents a preoccupied mind, a busy mind. You're just too preoccupied. Have you ever tried to call your mom on Mother's Day, and you get that sign, signal that says, "All circuits are busy. Please try later." When God tries to contact you, does he get a busy signal? Do you try to put God on call waiting? See, God wants to talk to you all the time, but when you're so busy listening to everything else, he can't get through. Your circuits are jammed. In the Old Testament, there was this guy named Elijah. And one time he wanted to hear God speak, and so he goes up on this mountain, and he says, "God, I want to hear from you." So God puts on this incredible show. First, God sends this huge wind that comes roaring through the canyon. It says, but God wasn't in the wind. Then he sends an earthquake, and the whole mountain starts rumbling. Elijah's very impressed, but it says God wasn't in the earthquake. Then he sent a roaring fire, like a forest fire, down the mountain. But it says God wasn't in the fire. And then it says God spoke to Elijah in a whisper, in a still, small voice. Look at this next verse. It says, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. Now, you know what's the problem with a whisper? You have to be quiet to hear it. It's the only way you're going to hear a whisper. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock you. God has been whispering to you all week, but you couldn't hear him. Why? You're never quiet. People don't like quiet. If we were to sit here in total silence for 5 minutes, some of you would freak out. That's the longest you've ever been quiet, except for sleeping, and even then you're not quiet because you're snoring. People can't handle silence, and yet it is in quietness that God says, hey, I'm talking to you. And all this week, God has been trying to talk to you, whispering to you. God doesn't shout. He doesn't write it in the sky. He doesn't say, this is God. He doesn't do that. He whispers. And you have to be quiet to hear God's whisper. Cultivate an open mind. Allocate time to listen. Eliminate the distractions. These are the things you have to do in advance. Now, in the weeks ahead, we're going to get into real detail about how do you hear God speak, and how do you know when it's God and when it's not God. But before you can do that, you've got to do a little heart check, a little heart and mind preparation, and that's what you do here. Now, the fourth thing you have to do to prepare to hear God speak is to cooperate with what he says. I cultivate an open mind, I allocate time to listen, I eliminate the distractions, and I cooperate with whatever he says. Now, this is very, very important. God speaks to the person who decides in advance to do whatever God tells him or her. You're saying, yes, God, before you even tell me what to do, I'm telling you my answer is yes. Before you even talk to me, God, I'm telling you, okay, I know you love me. I know you're smarter than me. I know you're God and I'm not. I know you know what's best for my life. I trust you implicitly. And so, God, whatever you tell me, I'm telling you in advance, I'm going to do it. That's the person God speaks to. God doesn't speak to the person who says, God, tell me what you want to say, and I'll decide if it's a good idea or not. God does not speak to the person who says, God, tell me what you think is a good thing, and I'll compare it with my three or four other options and choose the one I think's best. No. God's not going to waste his time on that. You say in advance, God, I'm willing to cooperate with whatever you want me to do. Yes, Lord, I'm signing the blank check. You fill it in. Now, this is what the Bible calls the good soil, verse 15. The seed that fell in the good soil stands for those who hear the message and retain it in a good and obedient heart, and they persist until they bear fruit. Now notice, four marks of good soil. They hear it, they retain it, that means they remember it, they care enough to write it down or whatever, so they memorize it or retain it or remember it, then they obey it, and then they persist in it until you bear fruit. Now, how do you bear fruit? Well, one way is pass it on. Look at the last verse on your outline. I love this in the Living Bible. They listen to God's words and cling to them and steadily spread them to others who also soon believe. Did you know that God expects you to pass on everything you learn? God doesn't say, okay, just learn it and then keep it inside and be a, you know, spiritually obese person. No, he said, I want you to pass it on to other people. I want you to give out, not just take in. Give out. And God says, if you really want to hear me, then you pass on what I've already told you to somebody else. I'll talk to you and you talk to others. You pass it on and you'll be my voice to other people. God expects you to pass it on. Now, this is the good soil, and we call this a willing mind. A willing mind. God, I'm willing to do whatever you ask me to do. And I'm willing to pass it on to anybody you want me to pass it on to. I will be a mouthpiece for you. Now let's review. If we were to do, let's say, a spiritual brain scan of your brain this morning, and we were to project all of your thoughts up on these five screens, some of you would be embarrassed. Some of you, the screens would be blank. What would a spiritual brain scan reveal about you? Would it show that you have a closed mind? That you are resistant? You've been closed to God out of fear or guilt or fear or resentment or pride or bitterness or whatever, but you've had a closed mind to God. Would it reveal a superficial mind? That you're just too much in a hurry to hear God? And you don't really have any depth. Oh, you know, you attend church, but it's not, God isn't really the top priority in your life. And you know far more than you're living. And when the heat's on, you're going to wither because you don't have any spiritual roots. You're not having a quiet time. You're not in a small group. You don't have anything that gives you the spiritual depth you need. You're a shallow believer. Would that's what it would reveal? Would it reveal you have a preoccupied mind where you're just so busy all the time with other things, bills and budgets and baseball and braces and all the different things, and you've been so busy for God, you give him your leftovers, he gets squeezed to the sidelines, and the weeds are choking out your spiritual life. If you're tired of living like that, this series is for you. Let's bow our heads. Pray. Dear God, I want to learn to hear your voice. So help me take these steps of preparation. I want to cultivate an open mind. I want to allocate time to listen. And today, I commit or recommit to having a daily time with you, a quiet time with you, and to getting in a weekly small group. Help me to eliminate the distractions and the weeds in my life. I want to cooperate with you. And before you even tell me what you want me to do, I'm saying yes in advance to you, Jesus. I surrender my life to you in your name. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again and to find out more about this ministry, or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? Well, in his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you'll discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or just call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
When you're faced with unpleasant people, you know the best thing to do? Just love them. Don't try to fix them, okay? Don't try to fix them. Just love them. And let God do the work of changing their heart. If you're not God, trust Him to change them. And then watch for how He helps you grow spiritually in the meantime. Thanks for listening today. And join me again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.